This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. India has taken series of strong measures following Pahalgam terror attack, including suspension of Indus Waters Treaty 1960 and closing of integrated checkpost Atari with immediate effect. The Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, reviewed the overall security situation in its meeting at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence last evening. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme, SVES visas.
The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism. Two, the integrated checkpost Atari will be closed with immediate effect. Those who have crossed over with valid endorsements may return through that route before 1 May 2025. Three, Pakistani nationals will not be permitted to travel to India under the SAARC Visa Exemption Scheme visas. Any SVES visas issued in the past to Pakistani nationals are deemed cancelled. Any Pakistani national currently in India under SVES visa has 48 hours to leave India. Four, the defense, military, naval and air advisors in the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi are declared persona non grata. They have a week to leave India. India will be withdrawing its own defense, navy and air advisors from the Indian High Commission in Islamabad.
The Foreign Secretary said the CCS chaired by Prime Minister Modi was briefed in detail on the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The CCS condemned the attack in the strongest terms and expressed its deepest condolences to the families of the victims and hoped for the early recovery of the injured. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in view of Pahalgam terror attack incident. Sources said the meeting will take place at the Parliament House complex at 6 p.m. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that every Indian feels the pain of losing their loved ones in the terrorist attack in Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He assured all these families and the entire country that these terrorists who killed innocent people will not be spared at all. Home Minister Amit Shah paid last respects to the deceased. Police and intelligence agencies have released sketches of three attackers. A special team of National Investigation Agency, NIA, has already taken over charge of the investigation of the terror attack. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today and participate in a program at Madhubani marking the National Panchayati Raj Day. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 13,480 crore rupees. The projects include railways and power sector. Our correspondent reports that during the visit, PM will also flag off four trains, three rail lines and two rail overbridges through video conferencing during the event at Madhubani. The Prime Minister will flag off Namo Bharat Rapid Rail between Jayanagar to Patna and Amrit Bharat Express between Saharsa to Lokmanya Tilak Terminus in Mumbai. This will be the second Namo Bharat train in the country, while the introduction of Amrit Bharat will be the third train service. During the event, rail lines between Supaul to Pipra, Hasanpur to Bethan and Khagadia to Aloli will also be dedicated to the nation. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated hosts Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets. Put into bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 143 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians comfortably chased down the target, losing 3 wickets in 15.4 overs. Mumbai Indians' bowler Trent Bolt, who claimed 4 wickets, was named player of the match. Today, hosts Royal Challengers Bangalore will face Rajasthan Royals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Olympian Vithya Ramraj won gold in the women's 400-meter hurdles at the National Federation Senior Athletics Competition in Kochi yesterday, clocking 56.04 seconds to qualify for the Asian Championships 225. Her time also set a new meet record, surpassing Sarita Ben Gaikwad's 2019 mark of 57.21 seconds. Anu R finished second with 58.26 seconds, while Ashwini R took third with 1 minute 2.41 seconds. In the men's 400-meter hurdles, Yashas Palaksha claimed gold with a personal best of 49.32 seconds. And that is the end of this news bulletin.